一次到现在每次都来的举手。
And anyone who come every time，
谢谢。哪一个人今天第一次来的请举手
？First time，
你从前在哪里啊
？Where were you the last time？
手放下来。你说到底有多少次呢
？How many times do you have？
我想他也不知道。
I wouldn't know。
我也不知道。
Even Stephen Tong don't know。
有时一节的圣经里面的意思丰富到一个地步。
Sometimes so rich we want a single verse。
一两个钟头讲不完。
And for one or two hours we can expound it fully。
我们很盼望快快把这个事情做完。
How we wish we can finish it fast。
但是万事都有时间的。
But for everything there's a time for it。
你迟一点结婚可以不可以？早早生孩子不能。
Can you get married later and get the birth of your children earlier?
No. 你说呢？我三十岁才结婚
，because I was married at 3 years old.
第二天就要做妈妈
，and I want to be mother on the second day.
你会生出一个死孩子出来
？While you give birth to a stillborn baby,
有规则在里。
There is a principle there.
我盼望我们的吃的东西呢，我们咀嚼的清楚，有消化没有问题。
I hope the thing that we eat, we chew it well, so that we can don't have any problem with digestion.
如果你看这个圣经啊
，If you were to read the Bible,
你看很简单，有什么困难
？It seems very simple, there's no
problem. 很容易
，very simple.
每一个字都知道
，I understand every word of it.
不必查字典
，I wouldn't have to check dictionary.
你要不要查字典呢？
Do you have to check dictionary?
很少人要查字典
，very few.
因为用了很简单的词句写
，because very simple wording it is.
但是这本书是已经差不多2000年，一直讲一直讲，还没有讲完。
But this book has been expounded for more than 2000 years, but it cannot be finished.
里面蕴藏的真理
is so rich.
不是字句的。
It is not true with words.
不是理智的
，not rational.
不是教义性的而已
，not only doctrinal.
不是道德性的而已
，not only moral only.
乃是关系生命与金钱的道。
But it concerns piety, godliness, and also this
就是生命的道
，life.
不但如此
，not only so.
是灵性的与信仰的道
，but it's the word of the spirituality and also word.
是今生的。以来生的道
and something which concerns today and the future
是个人的也是整个人类的道
and concerns individuals and also the whole humankind
是古代今代直到永永远远人所需要的道
it concerns something which is needed by man in the past today and in the future
这是很奇妙的一本书
it is a very wonderful book
我小的时候
when I was young
我不知道这本书这么奇妙
I didn't know that this book is so wonderful
我8岁就开始跟人家一样的看圣经了
so when I was 8 I followed others to read the Bible
到我10几岁的时候呢
when I was 10 or
我一天就看了8章的圣经
and one day I can read 8 chapters
但是呢
but then
以为就这样读了就懂了
I thought that I read, I couldn't understand.
但人生的经验越来越多的时候
But as I accumulate with the life experience,
你发现里面的深度里面的广度是我们有限的理智不能完全吸收
You find the depth and the width of the knowledge in this book is something we can understand by our rationality.
感谢上
Praise the Lord.
英国有一个文学家是英国文坛的狮子
And also he, one who is called the lion of the British writers.
这个是 The Lion of the English Literature 这个人呢叫做 Samuel Johnson
Samuel Johnson
The son of John 是 Johnson
Johnson Johnson
Samuel Johnson 没有死以前
Samuel Johnson before he died
最后几气的时候
And also at the last days of his days
他就对他的旁边的人说 Bring me the book
And he told the one who sat beside him, saying that, bring me the book, 把那本书带给我。
侧耳问他说 ,What did you say?
你讲什么人家问他
,Bring me the book,
把那本书带给我。
Which book?
哪一本
?Since you have so many thousand books in your private library,
你自己的图书馆里这么多书
,Which book?
哪一本
你知道他怎么讲呢
他说
,Stupid.
Stupid. 你蠢
,The only book is the Bible.
唯一的书就是圣经
你还要问哪一本书
You don't have to ask which book
到你要死的时候什么书都没有用的
That before you die there's no other book which is useful to you
谈爱情的书也没有用的
Books of love
小说的书都没有用的
Novels is no good
The only book is the Bible
唯一的书就是圣经
Amen Amen 什么 Amen 跟我 Amen
是 Amen
The only book is the Bible 大家说一二三 The only bookIs the Bible.
Yeah,
如果你肯的话
If you are willing,
你回去做作文好不好
You go back and make a composition.
题目叫做什么
And what is the title?
The only book is the Bible.
唯一的书就是圣经。
圣经是唯一的书。
为什么呢？ The Bible，
因为从来没有一本书呢。
Because there's no other book，
把人从那里来往那里去讲清楚。
They tell men from where did they come and where would they go so clearly。
从来没有一本书。
There's no single book，
把人从那里跌倒，怎么样可以再回来解
释讲。Then where did you fall and where can you stand up again？ Explain it so clearly。
从来没有一本书。
There's no other single book，
把人的今生的责任、来生的盼望写清楚。
And telling about what's responsibility today and also our hope in the future。
从来没有一本书。
And there's no single book，
在你快要离开世界的时候，给你最大的盼望。坚定的信仰。
That before you leave the world, it gives you the strongest hope and also establish your life.
Stupid.
蠢。
Bible is the only book.
圣经是唯一的一本书。
所以 Samuel Johnson 先骂人一句才死啊。
Samuel Johnson he scolded the people before he died.
你这个傻瓜。
You're stupid.
圣经是唯一的一本书。
The Bible is the only book.
20世纪的英国有个很大的这个政治的英雄。
And the 20th century, there's a very great political hero of British.
也是第二次世界大战最出名的首相。
Also one of the greatest prime minister in the Second World War.
这个人叫做什么呢？啊 ，Winston Churchill.
丘吉尔。
丘吉尔。
Churchill.
这中国人更强，丘吉尔。就彻彻讲一句话
Winston Churchill he
said 虽然很多人反对圣经
Even though many people oppose the Bible
虽然很多人怀疑圣经
Even though many people are skeptical of the Bible
虽然很多人毁谤圣经
Even though many people have slanders on the Bible
但是我知道
But one thing I know
使大英帝国的人民道德能提高的也只有这一本
The one that can raise the morality of the greater Britain is only this book, the Bible.
只有这一本书
Only this book.
只有圣经
Only the Bible.
是英国的百姓的道德可以提高
That can raise the morality of the people of the Great Britain.
The only book to raise up the morality of the British people is the Bible.
唯一能够把这个大英帝国的人民的这个道德提升的就是圣经这本书
中国人不看圣经看毛泽东新马
The Chinese refuse to read the Bible by only the selection from Mao Zedong.
看毛语录
and also Mao Zedong's
words. 看完了以后呢
after they read it,
等大文化大革命结束的时候
but at the end of the Cultural Revolution,
不但什么书都不要
not only they throw away all books,
什么道德都不懂了
and also they don't know about anything called morality.
孔子推翻掉了
Confucius they defeated him.
老子放在博物馆里面
and even Lao Tzu has put in the museum.
读完了毛泽东书又变成什么呢
and after they have studied Mao Zedong's book, what do they come?
讲早安都不会
and they don't even know how to address you good morning
谢谢也不会
and don't even know how to say thank you
对不起也不懂
and don't even know how to say I'm sorry
所以经过50年共产党的统治
so after 50 years of domination of the communism
中国就变成全世界最贪污的国家
China becomes the most corrupt nation in the world
奇怪的
it's strange
什么书可以提高道德
what is the book that can raise the morality of the people
什么书可以建立信仰
and what's the book that can establish the faith
什么书可以带来盼望
and which book can bring you hope
什么书可以充满我们的爱心
and which book can fill you with love
只有这一本书
only this book
感谢上
praise the Lord
所以当我们研究这本书的时候
so when we study this book
我们要存一个谦卑的心到上帝面前
it must be with a heart of humility we come before the Lord
存一个温柔的心到上帝面前
and a heart of gentleness
存一个有乐观有盼望的心到上帝面前
How with a positive thinking
因为上帝每一次在人研读这本书的时候都伸开双手施恩给人
Because every time we read this book God will open his arms and give us grace
Amen 你们这几堂听了有没有得到帮助啊
Have you been there yeah, after you listen to this sermon
有没有啊如果你说没有，你就没有良心。
If you say no, you have no conscience.
不但有
，Not only you have，
得到很大的帮助。
Much help that you
怎么知道呢
？How do you know？
因为我讲的我都得到帮助，难道你听的没有
？Because even the one who preaches is so much help.
罗大叔，我早就比你更懂了。
I know more than you compared to this book of.
所以我可以讲给你听。
So I can preach to you.
每次再讲，我再得到帮助。
Every time when I expound it, I'm help.
怎么可能你不得到帮助
？How is it possible you're not help？
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord。
现在我们继续讲下去。
We would continue.
我们已经讲了十三、十四那些圣经。
We expounded verses 13 and 14.
现在我们再看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
今天我们要读下去的圣经。
We want to continue reading it.
第十六节。
Verse number 16.
我先念第十五节，你们读第十六节。
As you read verse number 14, you read verse number 16.
所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能， 要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。这一次我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人或者希利尼人。请你念。
And as you read verse number 15 and 16, so I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
两次我们已经思想了上帝要拯救话外人、希利尼人、聪明人。
In the first 2 days, we meditated how the gospel of God wants to save the barbarians, the Greek, and the wise, and the foolish.
两个礼拜以前，我们已经讲完了希利人的三种人生哲学。
And 3 weeks ago, we explored the 3 kinds of philosophy of the Greek.
上个礼拜我不在。
And last week, I was not here.
当然你也不在这里。
Of course, you were not here too.
那我不在的时候，我跑到哪里去呢？
When I was not here, where was I?
我跑到 Sydney.
I went to Sydney,
or the Melbourne,
Melbourne,
再跑回 Jakarta,
and then to Jakarta,
再到新加坡
and then Singapore,
再到这个 Manila,
and then Manila,
到大概再去讲道
and there I preach,
又再回到印尼去
and then came back to Indonesia again.
我不在的时候，你不要我去玩耍
When I was absent, do not think that I was touring.
你说，哎，唐牧师怎么拜一不来这里了？
How come the Pastor Tom did not come here on Monday?
那么那就是那一个拜一你要为我祷告的时候。
Because that was a Monday, you must pray for me.
因为你在这里没有罗马书讲座，我在别的地方还有很多的工作。
Because you don't have the exposition of Roman here, I have work in other places.
我们在 Manila 单单两天就讲五场的聚会。
In Manila, on 2 days, we have 5 sessions to preach.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
下次请你不要迟到啊。迟到的人不要把一本书的一个书包放在哪边，好像你是皇帝先占位置一样。
So do not occupy a place when you're late.
OK， 那么大家守时间，免得走来走去。好，天堂不能先定位的。
Heaven, you cannot book a place there.
所以你要一定要努力进去。
So you must strive hard in order to enter.
好，我们接着讲下去。怎样我们把希利尼人的人生哲学分成三派
？So the Hellenistic philosophy has been divided into 3 schools.
第一派是什么
？The first,
Epicurean, 以比古罗派
，Epicureans.
温习一下啊、哦。第二派是什么
？The second.
第一派共产党，第二派国民党是吗？你们听了都忘记了。这一次，第一派是什么？
The first school,
Epicurean school,
Epicureanism,
以比古罗派
Epicurean school.
第二派是什么
？The second,
Stoicism,
the Stoicism.
第三派是什么
？And the third,
Skepticism,
Skepticism.
是以比古罗派、斯多亚派还有怀疑派。
The Epicureans, the Stoics, and the Skeptical.
这三派的人呢
？These three schools
就代表历世历代三种。不同的人生哲学
They represent the 3 different kinds of life philosophy down the ages
无论哪个社会
No matter which society you are in
无论哪一种文化
No matter which culture
无论哪个朝代
No matter which dynasty
无论哪个国家
No matter which nation
都有这三种人的代表
They are different representatives of these 3 schools
那么以比古罗指哪一种人呢
The Epicureans
就是认为人活在世界上就是为了寻找快乐的那一派
They view that to live in the world is to seek for enjoyment
第二种人
And the second
就认为人活在世界上就是寻求良善
Therefore man to live in the world is to seek for goodness
第三种人
And the third
就是找来找去找不到真正的意义结果对这个也怀疑对那个也怀疑
And they seek and seek and they can find the meaning of life so they're skeptical on this and that
那么到底这三种人找到了他们的目的才离开世界吗
These three schools have they found the meaning of life before they left the world
不是的
No
那些以快乐为人生的目的的时候常常死得一点也不快乐
He who seek happiness for the purpose of life would not be happy when they die
那些真的以道德为人生责任的时候常常死的时候深深感到自己没有完全遵循道德
Those who feel the morality is the only burden of his life But before they die they find that they are not good enough
那些以怀疑做出发点不能产生信仰的人就相信他们的怀疑是可以的然后就用他的怀疑去怀疑一切
Those who start their life with skepticism, they find that they could do it, but then they are skeptical on everything.
所以这三种人十的时候都没有真正达到他们人生的目的。
So all the people in these three schools, when they die, they're gonna find the fulfillment of life.
今天你看别人生活的比你好。
Today you see the people are good better than you.
你看你许多的富翁比你更有钱。
You see a rich man are richer than you.
你会从内心的深处说，如果我像他那样有钱。多么好呀
Deep in your heart you say, if I'm as free as they are, you'll be so good.
我告诉你他也正在讲同样的话如果像你那么穷就好了
But I tell you, he said the same thing, if as poor as you are, then I'm happy.
穷人有穷人的困难
The poor has all difficulties.
有钱人有有钱人的困难
The rich has their own problems.
那活在路边躺在桥下的人他一点不怕贼来打扰他
Those who sleep by the street are not afraid that thief will come to them.
所以他们平平安安躺在那边一点都没有挂虑
So it is with peace and without worry they lie on the street.
但是许多有钱的人都是强盗的对象
But you know the rich men are the objects of robbers.
税务机的对象
And also the income tax will stick up to them.
生意场上比他更有雄心的人争斗的对象
And also in the field of business they are the enemies of people.
有谁真正找到人生的快乐
Who can truly find a happiness life?
我最近遇到一个朋友
I met a friend today.
他五年前赚了$6 billion.
But5 years ago, he has made about
$600 million. 现在呢，所有的债还不清楚，还欠人家$22,000,000.
But today, even though he cannot pay all the debts, he still has debts.
他曾经是很富有的人。
There was one who was very rich.
他甚至说：“汤姆斯，你搬到我这里来。”我一年给你不到$100,000，你好好在这边做 ，office 给你免费，什么都给你。我说不。
He even said, Dr. Stephen Tong, why don't they come to my place? I'll give you an office and give $100 million. $1 million US.
$1 million. 支持你的工作。
To support your work.
我说不。
I said no.
除非神清楚感动，我不会随便动我脚步一步的。
Unless God touch me very clearly, I will not move even a single step.
我不依靠有钱人。
I will not depend on rich men.
现在这些很有钱的人不可靠，突然间倒下去，变得比我更穷，因为我没有欠债。
And this rich man now collapsed even poorer than me because I don't have debt.
你可以想象一个人欠$220 million.
So you can just imagine a person in debt of $220 million.
到死都没办法还了。
Even if he die, cannot pay all the debt.
他说我真的怕得不得了。
He said, I'm so frightened today.
有人到我的房间来。
Some people come to my room.
有的人到我的 office.
Some come to my office.
他说我要杀死你。
I want to kill you, say.
有的人说我要害死你的孩子。
Some say, I want to kill your children.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他说呢。我欠的债不能付他，他们要害死我。
Because they say that I'm in debt to them, cannot pay the debt, and that's why they kill me.
他说汤姆斯是不是我犯罪，上帝刑罚我
？He said, Reverend Tong, is it because I sinned that God punished me?
我说虽然你是基督徒，你犯了贪财的罪。
I said, even though a Christian, but then they're greedy in the wealth.
现在你就在网罗里面受苦了。
But now you've been trapped.
你可能一生永远爬不起来。
Maybe for a whole life you're gonna stand again.
可能你在危险的中间。
Maybe I am in danger.
圣经说贪财是万恶之根。
The Bible says that the greed of wealth is the root of all evil.
你羡慕人的生活吗
？And do you admire people's life?
因为那些人有钱就很快乐吗
？You thought that those rich men are happy?
我常常心里面很可怜有钱的人。
Many times I'm so pitiful to those are rich.
因为许多有钱的人除了钱多一点，他什么都不懂。
Because the rich men, other than they have more wealth, they have nothing.
除了钱多。一点，他许多的事情很空虚，很贫穷。
Other than rich, they are so empty everything.
所以第一种人以为快乐就是人生的目的，你要快快醒悟过来。
So the first kind of people thought happiness is everything in life. You must realize that's not so.
第二种人他以为道德就是人生的目的。
The second thought that morality is the purpose of life.
结果他一行善，他就越骄傲。
The more good they do, the more proud they are.
一骄傲就等于不善。
And the more proud they are, they are not good.
所以那些比别人更好的人，常常变成比别人更坏。
And those who are better than others actually is worse than others.
因为他们常常想，他这么好，这么好，别人都不好，所以他感到自己最好，其实也不大。
Because every time they feel that I'm good, actually they are not good enough.
所以那些以为自己道德比别人高的人
，So he who feels that he's better than others in morality,
轻看别的人
，and despise others.
他就认为自己应当傲慢起来。
They thought that they should be proud and bold.
这个傲傲慢在神的眼中来看，就是道德的仇敌。
And this pride is an enemy of morality.
自义的人就是神的仇敌。
Those who are self-righteous is the enemy of God.
自以为自己比别人好的人，在神面前 他就是一个没有办法领受神恩典的人。
Those who feel that they're better than others, the one that can receive grace from God.
所以有许多人凭良心做事。
A lot of people do according to their conscience.
他就感觉他不需要上帝。
They thought that they don't need God.
他也不需要靠别人。
They don't need to depend on others.
他就比别人更好了。
They're better than others.
因为他的道德已经变成他的靠山了。
Because their morality is their mountain reliance.
我们怎么可能道德完美呢？
How can we be perfect in our morality?
我们许多时候只以为这些才是我道德里面当尽的责任，但是还有许多我们没有看到的事情。
Many are saying they feel that this my morality duties, but actually the things that we do not see.
我们认为不对的，我们不去做。
What you think is wrong, we don't do.
许多我们认为对的，不一定是完全对的。
And even things we deem as right may not be perfectly right.
3000年以前，大卫怎么祷告呢？
3000 years ago, how did King David pray?
上帝啊，求你赦免我那些隐藏的罪。
God forgive my sin which is hidden.
我因而未先知罪。
Hidden and unrevealed sin.
就是我自己不知道的。
Even I myself don't know about it.
一个人在骄傲的时候，他没有感觉到我很骄傲。
A one who is proud will not feel that he's proud.
所以骄傲的人不会发现他骄傲。
So the one who is proud will not discover that he's proud.
因为如果他发现他骄傲，他就不好意思骄傲下去了。
Because when he knows that he's proud, he wanna continue to be proud.
既然好意思一直骄傲下去，就证明他没有发现他骄傲。
So since he's good enough to be proud continually, which means he doesn't know that he's proud.
当一个人以为自己有一些道德就傲慢起来的时候，他正是违背道德律的。
When a man is something good with morality, he thought that he's good and proud, which means he's go against the law of morality.
圣经的上帝从天上看下来，有没有一人？连一个有没有
？The Bible says that God looked down from the heaven and see is there any righteous man? Not even a single one. He says,
世界有真正有道德良善的人吗
？Is there anyone who truly good and good morality?
孔子是无而若观。
Confucius, when he was 15, he was a good optimist.
立志求学。
He decided to pursue for knowledge.
三十而立。
And on the 30, he's a bit established.
四十而不惑。
And the 40, he was confused.
五十而知天命。
On the 50, he saw the heavenly mandate.
六十而耳顺。
And the 60, he can hear anything without seeing.
他自己说，吾欲七十而可随心所欲不逾矩。
And he said, I'm a 60, a 70, I can do anything I want without trespassing the law.
他意思是我七十岁了。我人生已经很成熟了，我就没有犯法了。我的心要行善，我就可以自然了。
Meaning at the age of 70, he will do according to it, very naturally to do good.
60、70岁的时候，我已经不犯规矩了。
On the 70, he said that I will not trespass the law.
这什么意思呢
？What is the meaning？
表示他69岁半还会犯规。
Within 69 and a half, he still continues to commit sins.
所以他到70岁才做人做得差不多像样。
So at the age of 70, he was more like a man.
70岁懂得怎么做人了。就好了，72岁就死掉了。
And at 70, he know how to be a man, but at the age of 72, he died.
还不错了，算来得及不犯规了。
Why he was good enough? Because for 2 years, he didn't sin.
我从此不犯罪。
I've never trespassed.
我从此道德修养成功了。
Then I have worked hard in my morality.
很好。
I'm good.
你从今天开始
，from today onward，
到你死
，until the day you die，
没有犯罪。
When if you do not trespass,
好不好
？Is that good？
你不回答。从今天开始
，from today onward，
到死
，at the time when they die，
没有再犯罪
，you will not sin again，
好不好
？Is that good？
这个还不好啊，那怎么样才好啊
？If this is not good， what do we call？
我再问你是啊
，as
你不回答，你可能就是哑巴或者没有良心的人。
Either you're not or you are。
从今天开始
，from today onward，
不再犯罪
，you will not sin，
一直到死不再犯罪
，and you die， you will not
sin， 好不好
？Is that good？
好，可能吗
？Is it possible？
你怎么知道？
How do you know？
不打自招。
Why you say yourself？
常常利诱，常常被诱。
Many times you make a decision, then you go against your decision。
怪不得我问你，可能吗？不可能。
And that's why I ask you, is it possible？
因为你知道你常常做不到的。
Because you know they cannot achieve it。
如果说
，if I would say，
可能的话
，if it is possible，
从今天开始
，from today onward，
不再犯罪
，you wouldn't sin again，
一直到死
，until you die，
可能
，is possible，
好不好啊？
Would that be good？
当然好了。
Of course good。
但是解决问题了没
？But have you solved your problem？
没有。
No。
是从今天开始。
Because it starts from today。
那么昨天的呢
？What about yesterday？
前天的呢
？The day before yesterday。
去年的呢
？And last year。
你以为就这样解决啊？
Do you think you can solve it yourself？
将功补过嘛。
Well, I will make my marriage to my shortcomings。
谁给你的定义功可补过呢
？Who gives the law that your marriage can cover your shortcomings？
那还是自义，还是夜郎自大？ 还是自己做规则，自己麻醉自己。
That is still the concept of self-righteousness. You set your own laws and you fulfill your own laws.
所以道德成了人生真正的责任就够了吗
？So is it enough that morality becomes the true purpose in life?
神说不够的。
Because you know,
第三样，
则
怀疑的
skeptical.
为什么他怀疑呢
？Why is he skeptical?
他呢，怕弄错了。
He's afraid he may be wrong.
所以这个可能做错。
Why this may be wrong?
也可能
做错。That may be wrong.
这种理论我信了，信错怎么办
？This theory, if I were to believe, if I believe wrong,
那种理论我接受，接受错了怎么办
？And even if theory, if I accept and accept wrongly, what to do?
一起接受错。结果什么都不接受。
Rather than accept wrongly, I wouldn't accept anything at all.
问他说为什么你不接受呢
？Why did you not accept it?
我不是没有思想的人。
Yeah, I'm not the one without thinking.
我想通了，又发现这个理论里面有毛病。
I've thought through very thoroughly and know that there's a shortcoming in this theory.
所以你对我怎么讲，我总是怀疑他。
So I'm skeptical of all things you say to me.
另外一种理论再来的时候
，another doctrine comes.
我再从头想想来讲，还是有毛病。
Think through again, there's a shortcoming.
所以我又不能接受。
So I can accept.
所以这个怀疑那个。怀疑，
所以 skeptical on this and that，
从来没有接受什么
，so he won't accept anything at all。
这种人很聪明的
，these kind of people are very intelligent。
那个马上接受，马上接受，从常常是很笨的。
And those who accept very quickly are those fools。
包括很多基督徒
，including Christians，
从来不怀疑
，they never accept。
谁对他什么讲的他就信
，whatever people say they believe，
讲什么他在信
，they believe everything。
在讲什么他在信
，they believe everything。
这种人头脑很简单
，he's very simple-minded，
人人都可信。
He believes in everything.
所以如果人家说我爱你，他马上跟他结婚。
If people say I love you, he get married to him.
第二天，别的人说我更爱你，他又想换一个人。
And the second day, the one say I love you even more, then you change another one.
我从来不佩服随随便便信耶稣的人。
I do not actually admire those who believe in Jesus simply.
我从来不佩服随随便便接受基督教的人。
And I wouldn't admire those people who accept Christianity so easily.
但我也照样不能佩服那些随随便便反对基督教。
And of course, I will not admire those people simply object oppose Christianity for its sake.
如果你信圣经
，If you were to believe in the Bible，
是因为你糊里糊涂随便信的。
It is why you basically believe in a simple-mindedly problem.
那我告诉你，你的信仰就没有价值。
Then your faith has no value.
如果你反对信圣经
，If you were to oppose the Bible，
也是因为跟着人家糊里糊涂反对的话。
And also opposing in a very casual way.
那我告诉你的反对也没有价值。
And even your opposition has no value.
为什么呢
？Why？
你们都是跟人跑的人。
Because you follow people.
但那些怀疑派的人呢
？Those who are skeptical.
他有主见。
He has his own mind.
他有立场。
He has own,
他有理性。
He has rationality.
他有思想。
He has the thinking.
一个东西来的时候
，thing comes.
他就怀疑。
He is skeptical.
这个怀疑。
Skeptical、
那的怀疑
that,
到死的时候
and when he died,
什么的怀疑
he is skeptical everything.
从来没有怀疑自己的怀疑
But he is never skeptical his own skepticism.
这种人怎么办呢
What are you going to do with your people?
苦苦的
Well, very bitterly
毫无把握的离开这个
Without certainty they leave the world
什么都没有接受就去
They have not accepted anything and they left the world
我这里用很简单比喻给你讲
I use a very simple illustration to illustrate to you
有一种人从来没有做错事情
There's a kind of people that they have never done anything wrong at all.
你说厉害吗
Do you think he's good enough?
好不好啊
He's good enough?
从来没有做错事
In his whole life he has not done anything wrong at all.
有没有这样的人
Is that this kind of people?
没有哈、哦、因为你不会你就说全世界没有了
Well, because you don't know, that's why you say no.
你这个叫做将心比心哈、
哦、Well, using your heart to compare people's heart.
有一些人
That's considered
从来没有做错事情
They've not done anything wrong at all in their life.
有没有这样的人呢
Is that this kind of people?
没有哈、哦如果有好不好啊
？Is it good if there's such kind of people?
好不好、啊？好，哪一种人
？Which kind of people?
我说不好，为什
么 ？I say no good.
有一些人从来没有做错事。
In their own life, they have never done anything wrong at all.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为从来没有做事。
Because they never done anything at all.
你明白了？从来没有做事，怎么会做错事
？If never done anything at all, of course you have not done anything wrong in the life.
这个也不信，那个也不信，就不会信错，结果什么都不信。
So you are skeptical on this, and then you don't accept anything. That's why you do not believe in anything at all.
这三种人呢
？These kind of people.
在香港有，在上海有，在纽约有，在吉隆坡也有。
You have it in Shanghai, in Hong Kong, also you have it in Kuala Lumpur.
以快乐
，using happiness.
以人生目的的。
As your purpose of life,
以古罗派
，Epicureans,
以道德
，using morality,
以人生目的的
，as the purpose of life,
斯多亚派
，the Stoics,
以不信
，using skepticism,
怀疑
，and to
为他的立场的，这个叫做怀疑论的派
，and become the skeptical.
那么这三种人代表什么呢
？These three schools, what do they represent?
代表以感官为中心的人生
，the life we use our senses as a center.
我感觉到快乐
，I feel good.
意义就在这里
，and there comes the meaning.
第二种
，the second，
是以良心 为重点的一种人
生。Using their conscience at the center of life.
他注重良心的反应。
They emphasize on their feeling of the conscience.
注重人生的责任。
And also this responsibility.
第三种。
The third.
是以理性为中心的人。
Using their rationality at the center of life.
是感性型的人。
And the one who are more emotional,
那性情的人
，those are more moral,
从理性型的人
，those are more rationalist,
怪不得到处都有的。
Well, there are this kind of people everywhere.
有的人因为他的头脑比别人聪明
，some because they're more intelligent compared to others,
所以他思想过敏，许多的事情想得太过敏感。所以他就承担了很多的痛苦。
So they're always sensitive in their thinking, and that's why they have to take care of every problems.
很聪明的人，许多时候是很悲观的人。
Those who are too intelligent are many times very pessimistic.
什么都想的人是什么都不敢做的。
He who think of everything would not dare to do anything.
理性型的人是很苦的。
The one who rationality is so bitter in his life.
感性型的人是很浅。
The one who is so emotional also very shallow in his life.
感性型的人是很多自己这边自己。
The one who emphasizes morality many times have self rebuke.
这三种人到处都有的。
They have this kind of people everywhere.
每个时代都有的。
Every age they
have. 这样就产生了需要心理辅导的一批人。
So they produce something, someone that needs a psychological counseling.
就是那些常常感到惧怕、怀疑、痛苦、没有保障、感受不到快乐的人，是需要辅导的人。
Those who feel that they are fearful, they don't have happiness, they're frightened, they're uncertain, they need counseling.
这是心理辅导的对象。
And that is the object of psychological counseling.
第二种就是
the second
道德修养的对象。
And the one is the object of moral seeking.
我们怎么样修身养性？
How are we going to train ourselves morally?
我们培养我们的浩然之气
to cultivate our good spirit,
使我们怎么样产生良心的效应
that we have this effect of our conscience.
怎么样好好做人
how to be a good man.
所以许多的修道院
so many monasteries,
许多的寺院
many of these monks,
就有许多的出家人要在那里静默打坐修身养性
they have these monks going to those places to train themselves morally.
这是人出路的第二条
and that's the second way.For mankind.
第三种就是专门研究、专门思想、专门比较、专门辩论的。
And the one who study and argue and debate.
这些人就是学术性的对象。
The one who is the object of scholarism.
他们的研究。
They study.
他们的剖析。
And also analyze.
他们要比较。
They want to compare.
他们要从各方面好好好去综合去演绎。
They want to synthesize and also deduct.
因为他们要用逻辑去明白一切
because they want to use logic to understand everything
那么如果人类分这三种的话
if mankind is divided into these three categories
那么这样就够了吗
is that enough
人生就有盼望了吗
is that hope now for life
保罗就在这里讲出一句重要的话
Paul in this place mentioned something really important
我欠人的债
I am indebted to people
所以我欠这人的债我情愿尽我的力量传福音给你们在罗马的人
and I rather preach to you eagerly for those who are in Rome
在第一堂第二堂的讲解里面
in the first and second sessions
我已经告诉你们罗马是当时世界最大的城市
I already told you Rome is the biggest city at the time
在第一世纪的时候超过百万的城市世界上没有几个
in the first century the city that exceeded 1 million of population there are not many
条条大路通罗马
everywhereWe lit Rome.
罗马的建筑是举世无双。
The building of Rome is so great.
罗马的王宫是最辉煌的。
The palaces of Rome is
罗马的军事的势力是最强大的。
And the military power of Rome is so powerful.
罗马的文化是各族一个大的熔炉。
And the culture of this Rome is the merger of
罗马的商业从地中海发挥到各州去。
And the business of Rome spread to all places in the Mediterranean Sea.
罗马的法律是历史上最严谨的。
And the law of Rome is the most strict in all nations.
罗马的学术那个时候是非常辉煌的
and the scholasticism of this Rome is so glorious
所以罗马结合了古代世界所有的学问
so this Rome has integrated all the knowledge in the past
也结合了世界各地各族的人民都住在这个大城
all the nations come to this place to live
所以这是一个多元的社会
this is a multi-diversified society
就是多种民族汇合的地方
and a place where many races converge
所以保罗说我情愿尽我的力量 把福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
And that's why Paul said that I'm so eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
这一句话什么意思呢
？What is the meaning？
表示保罗已经预备好了。
Meaning that Paul is prepared.
无论哪一种人
，whether which kind of people，
他都可以用福音去帮助他们。
I can use the gospel to help them.
你看见保罗这个心胸多么的广大
？You see that Paul's heart is so big.
你看见保罗在福音的事上，他认识了福音的能力是何等的雄厚。
Upon the gospel, he knows so deeply the power of the gospel.
什么意思呢？
没
有一种人不需要福音。
There is no single kind of people that do not need gospel.
什么意思呢
？What is the meaning？
福音可以应付每一种人的需要。
That the gospel can deal with every kind of people.
什么意思呢
？What is the meaning？
我保罗已经预备好了供应你。
That I Paul am prepared to supply your need.
这就是这一句话的三个意思。
And that is the threefold meaning of this.
无论哪一种人
，No matter what kind of people，
都需要福音。
That you need the gospel.
第二个意思
，The second，
福音。可以解决任何一种人类民族的需要。
The gospel can solve the problem or need of every race and nation.
第三
That's the third.
我保罗已经预备好了，胸有成竹可以供应你们。
That I, Paul, am prepared to supply the need of every kind of people.
当我想到这样的深度的时候
When I think about this depth,
我为基督教感到很羞愧。
I'm also ashamed of Christianity.
因为今天这样的教会领袖太少。
Because they are lacking of this kind of church.
我们看见的就是自己的小教会。
We only see our own small church.
我们看见的就是自己的同胞。
And our own race.
我们看见的是自己民族的文化。
And our own national culture.
所以我们没有这个胸怀普世的伟大的心怀。
So we don't have a heart that can embrace the whole world.
我们只能应付社会里面一小群的人。
We can only supply the need of a small set of people in the society.
比较有学问的人，记得我们。礼拜呢，我们就手忙脚乱。
If those intellectuals would come to the church, we are so helpless.
那些有学问的人进来，我们就怕讲到他们看不起了。
Those who are knowledgeable to come to our midst, we didn't know how to preach them.
结果我们没有办法从我们的生命供应他们，变成他人的讥笑，变成自卑感的传道。
So in our life, we cannot meet their need and become a inferior feeling.
保罗不是如此。
Not with Paul.
罗马城啊
，Rome, the city of Rome.
多元的文化。
Diversified culture,
多种的这个知识
many knowledges,
不同阶层的人
different levels of people,
我情愿尽我的力量传福音给你们
then I'm eager to preach to you also for in Rome. 所
以我们看见福音的普世性
we can see the universality of the gospel,
universality of the gospel,
就我的普世性
什么意思呢
what is the meaning?
耶稣基督的福音
the gospel of Christ Jesus,
不是白种人的而已
not belongs to the white only,
不是黑种人的而已
or to the blacks only,
也是黄种人的
同
种人的
Great,
无论哪一种人
no matter what race,
都需要福音
you need the gospel.
因为神创造全人类
Because God created all mankind
神是全人类独一的上帝
And God is the only God for all mankind
台湾福建的人拜马祖
And Taiwan the Hokkien will worship 马祖
加拿大人不拜马也不拜祖
The Canadians will not worship this God
所以那个神是那地区的神
And that is a regional God
保罗说信的上帝不是如此
But the God that Paul believes is not so
我的上帝是独一的上帝
My God is the only God
创造天地万物的上帝
The one who created heaven and earth
他使万民在地上居住
And he has given all people to live in the world
神从一人造出了万族
From one he has created all mankind
从一本造出了万民
From one stock he has created all races
From one origin he created all races
从一本他造万族
这句话是保罗在这个亚六八谷的时候对斯多亚派同对这一个以比古罗派的哲学家辩论的时候讲出来的话
It was in Areopagus when Paul was debating with the Stoic and the Epicurean He said this statement
所以大家在罗马书讲这一节的时候口气是一样的
So when he said this statement in Rome It's the same tone
无论是利尼人
No matter the Hellenistics
无论是华外人
No matter the Barbarians
无论是聪明人
No matter the white
无论是异族人
Or with the fool
罗马城啊
The Rome city
我要传福音给所有的人
I want to preach to all people
每一个人需要福音
Everyone needs the gospel
福音是全球性
The gospel is universal.
福音是为全人类的。
It's for the sake of all mankind.
我保罗
and I Paul
预备好了
and prepared.
我可以供应每一个人的需要
that I can meet your need.
他的口气大得不得了。
This kind of tone is so great.
我很佩服保罗。
I am my Paul.
当我自己在亚略巴谷的时候
，When I was at Hagus，
我在那里默想。
I was meditating.
我自己一个人在那里安静闭着眼睛。
I was there quiet, closing my eyes.
那我就祷告主啊
，I pray Lord，
求你给我明白两千年以前你的仆人站在这地方他的心智是怎么样。
Let me understand the heart of a servant 2,000 years ago when he stood here.
求你给我也有这样的心智
，Give me this heart，
做你的工作。
To be your servant,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers,
我们可以在自己的地方传福音就够了。
In our own place, is it sufficient?
为什么要跑跑跑飞飞飞飞呢？
Why is it must go to all places?
因为这种的心智感动我。
Because it's a heart moved my heart.
保罗这样的心智影响我。
The heart of Paul influenced me.
所以我到世界各地去。
So I go to all places in the world.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我情愿把福音传给你们在罗马
的。I want to preach the gospel even to you in Rome.
那么传福音容易不容易呢？
Is it easy to preach?
不容易。
No.
你请一个人信耶稣。
You ask a person to come to Christ.
叫一个人做礼拜。
They want him to go to church.
你讲刚刚两句，他就很想打你。
After two sentences, he want to box you.
如果你叫人家做生意。
If you want to prepare business with them.
不看头可以宰。
But that's good thing for you.
三更半夜他也欢迎你。
And at midnight he'll come to you.
如果两点打电话给他。
And 2 AM you call them.
某某人在不在？
So and so.
邱经理，你知道几点了吗？
Do you know what time it is?
现在是睡觉的时间，你打电话来做什么？
Everybody call me.
不要生气，有一笔生意，明天你可以赚$20,000。
Don't be angry because tomorrow there's a business you can make $20,000.
他会不会说我要睡觉？
We say I want to sleep.
他说喊你说什么？
我say say，
你再讲一次啊。
Say one more time.
你说有一笔生意，明天你可以赚$20,000。
A business for you can make $20,000.
他会不会说你我是不是在做梦呢？
Am I dreaming? Is it?
或者真是实在的事情？
Oh, it's the two things.
他看他太太在睡觉。
He said, "Why sleeping?"
这个是睡觉，我是做梦呢。
Am I sleeping?
Wait. 你再讲一次好不好？
Time to say.
明天有一笔生意，你可以赚$20,000。
Tomorrow there's a business you can make $20,000 US.
你就但愿这个不是梦。
I hope that this is a dream.
你就睁大眼睛了。
And open your eyes.
怎么讲的？
怎
么会赚$20,000？
他给你们$20,000。
想讲完了以后呢？
After this, talk to you.
好，我就开车到你那边谈谈，好不好？
So, could I drive to a place and discuss with you?
你讲这种话，人都欢迎的。
People like your words.
为什么呢？
Why?
有空头。
Well, that's business for you.
空空里面有一个头的。
空头了。
这里是信耶稣哦。
Oh, to believe in Jesus.
你要信福音哦。
Yes, believe in Jesus.
人家要打死你哦。为什么要信耶稣？
Why? To believe in Jesus.
我已经凭良心做事了。
I'm doing my
我什么都很好了。
I'm good in everything.
有一次在美国 Arizona 我讲道的时候。
There was in Arizona in US when I was teaching.
有人一直拉把一个教授拉来听道。
And people pull on professor to come to my meeting.
那个教授是胖胖，不是越教越瘦那种。
And he is a very fat one.
他坐在下面。
He was sitting there.
头秃秃的。
And bald head,
因为教授是很聪明的人，
because,
常常想想的头发都掉。
Because professors are very intelligent and think many things. Many things that they're bald.
坐在那边听。
我 sit there to listen.
听起初听的眉毛皱皱的。
And initially was frowning with a.
到我讲到讲了一半的眉毛松了。
But halfway through,
到我讲完的时候，他点点头了。
And then he nodded his head.
第二天再来。
The second day he comes again.
第三天再来。
And the third day he comes again.
我知道一天他污了。
And he understand, I know.
他听油了啦。
He understand now.
但是后来他发一个问题。
Later he asked a question.
他说谢谢你到这里来讲道。
I want to thank you for coming to this place.
其实我是很讨厌基督徒。
Actually I dislike Christianity.
怎么讨厌基督徒还要来？
What you dislike Christianity? You come, I ask.
他的问题怎么写的？
What did he ask?
他说我明明好好的。
I was good enough.
基督徒就常常来吵我。
A Christian come and disturb me.
说你是罪人，岂有此理？
Saying that I'm sinners.
我说罪人怎么不在监牢？
If I'm a sinner, why am I not in the lockup?
其实我已经很满意自己了。
Actually, I'm very happy with myself.
我的生活很顺利。
My life is good.
我的薪水也不小。
And also my salary is good.
我太太也很美。
My wife is beautiful.
孩子都很听话。
My children are good.
我很满意我的生活。
I'm very happy with my life.
为什么基督徒 troublemakers?
Why this Christian come and catch me?
常常说你是罪人，以后你死了会下地狱。
And you say that when you die, you go to hell.
哎呀，所以他很讨厌基督徒。
So he dislikes Christianity.
可以不可以我不信耶稣？
Is it possible I won't believe in Jesus?
但是基督徒很啰嗦的爱心常常吵我。
But Christian are long-winded, many times they come and disturb me.
这几天听你讲到。
And this few days when I listen to you,
感到有意思。
What does meaning
I feel? 为什么我一定要信耶稣？
But why is that I must believe?
很多人都有这个想法。
Many people have this kind of thinking.
够了。
It's enough.
什么都有了还要信耶稣。
I have everything, why should I believe in Jesus?
已经顺顺利利加加一个啰嗦的事情。
I'm already so smooth in my life, why should I be so long-winded?
已经平安再加上一些良心的不平安做什么？
I'm very so peaceful. Why then? My conscience must be pricked.
我说你够了吗？
Are you sufficient?
我说你真的够了吗？
Truly sufficient.
很多年轻人对爸爸说够了，我初中毕业，不必读太高了。
Many young people say that, Father, I'm happy with my junior ministry's education.
因为他不知道还有更伟大的、更高深的学问，他可以去享受。
Because he doesn't know that he can still enjoy even higher knowledge.
今天很多人只享受今生。
Do let people enjoy only the life of today?
不知道来世。
They do not know.